This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and thank you. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I think one of the great problems that face many people today, especially young people, is that life can appear to offer little purpose or meaning. I mean, years ago, probably more back in the 1940s and 50s, when you left school, there was no thought of ever being unemployed or having nothing to do that was meaningful. But society, of course, has changed over the last 50 or 60 years. Life doesn't seem to offer the same sort of possibilities or the finding purpose and meaning to life. There are some people who leave school, perhaps university, and then are really still not sure what to do with the rest of their lives. In today's world, society majors in the area of material and financial security. But I wonder if we've got that all wrong, because the financial and material security in this world will not give you meaning and fulfillment if your life has no destiny. And so, what are you aiming for in life? What is the destiny that you feel you have? And so, if you think about those questions and yet have no sense of direction, we can find that we're paralyzed. We don't really know what to do in life. What is our destiny? So, if we have a sense of no destiny, life becomes a dull, pointless, and even monotonous struggle to survive. And there can be very little in the way of fulfillment. And even doing the mundane things of life, that can be boring. But when we discern a destiny in life, I think it ignites the fires of living, and it provides us with a spark of motivation and energy. And I guess you know people who do have that spark. They really do have a sense of destiny. And I think it's a tremendous thing to know that we do, that our lives do have a destiny. And when we know that, I think it gives us the strength to press on with life, regardless of the personal problems or circumstances that may come. And there is truth here that every person, every human being has a purpose in the great plan of God. We're no chance, mischance rather, of fate. We didn't come into this world without some destiny being planned for us. Because it is true from the Bible that God has a plan, God has a purpose for your life. Generally, it's more obvious in hindsight. Isn't it true? You look ahead and you're really not sure. You can trust God. You know that you can believe in Him. But often God doesn't make His plans for our lives visible all the time. God doesn't always speak in a loud voice. And I think that often we can find that we just step out in faith and we find that God is there. After all, we believe that each day we can trust Him for the events that are to follow. We have a feeling that what we should do, and then we just have to launch out, and this is what faith is all about, isn't it? Even if we make a mistake, then God has His own way of stopping us or clearing the way. They talk about a door closing and another one opening. And I think one of the great dangers is that we allow our own insecurity to paralyze, as I said before, our lives. So let's embrace our destiny. We have to take hold of the destiny that we believe God has. Take it with both hands. It could be different for you as it is for me. And as we embrace God's plan, we find happiness. In fact, most of the men from the Bible who lived outstanding lives were men who had a sense of destiny. As we read the Gospel, there were more than just the 12 disciples, but when it came down to the final act, there were only 12 who recognized that their destiny lay in obeying the words of Jesus. And Jesus, of course, had other people that followed him. Many of them didn't stay, but here we have the 12 disciples that we read about who really received the call of God and followed him. And so it would be really good if, in the perfect world, everyone had a sense of destiny. But unfortunately, many don't. Many struggle to define their way forward amid the twists and turns of life. So I pray that you will find destiny for yourself. And if you find destiny, then your life has purpose and meaning. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that there are people all around who have this great sense of destiny, who know where they're going. Lord, may that be us. And we thank you that you can help us to find that. And this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.